USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Danielle is expected to meander during the next few days. So says the National Hurricane Center after the storm system formed in the Atlantic. Over 1,000 Delta Airlines pilots are picketing in front of major airports across the United States in the hopes of advancing contract negotiations. One airport where pilots are picketing is Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, where Captain Jason Ambrosi with the Airline Pilots Association International says negotiations have been slow on a number of issues.
Until we have a new contract, we'll keep the foot on the gas and send the message to the Delta that the pilots are unified and they're in their resolve to get a contract.
This comes as many Americans prepare to travel over the Labor Day weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
A historic space launch that had to be rescheduled is now set for this weekend.
NASA is targeting 2:17 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, September 3rd, for the launch of the Artemis 1 moon rocket. The launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida has a two-hour launch window for the next attempt. Monday's launch was scrubbed due to weather delays and mechanical failures on the launch pad.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Multiple buses in Chicago with illegal immigrants from Texas arrived on Wednesday. One Venezuelan illegal immigrant says his main request is for a place to stay.
We just crossed the border from Mexico yesterday, and they said that we were going to be assisted here, and that's not true.
Chicago is the latest city targeted by Texas Governor Greg Abbott's attempt to draw attention to the southern border crisis by sending buses to big cities. This is USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
The Biden administration plans to forgive up to $20,000 in federal student loans for some borrowers. In Midland, Texas, Oil and Gas Workers Association President Matt Cody tells Fox and Friends that he believes no taxpayer should be responsible for loans they didn't sign up for.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, we would love for you to be pro-America and pro-American workers and families. And one way you can do that is to ensure that every American is responsible for his or her debt.
Only those making under $125,000 will be eligible for the program. The White House argues that with high inflation, it's a way to give Americans some relief and some freedom to pursue the career they want. A poll shows Americans' smoking habits are evolving.
A new poll shows Americans are smoking more marijuana than cigarettes. The Gallup poll released Tuesday shows 16% of people surveyed said they smoke reefer compared to 11% who said they smoke cigarettes. 48% said they tried marijuana at some point in their lives. Cigarette smoking has been trending down for decades. The current 11% figure compares to 45% in the mid-1950s. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The NASCAR playoffs kick off this weekend in Darlington for the 73rd running of the Southern 500. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.